I think it's challenging in our day to wake up and figure out which layer to access. You know, like if you're going to meditate and you're going to go and have a movement practice and you're going to have a writing practice and you're going to have a life.
You better live a long time.
Yeah, there's a kind of a full day. I have gotten up and with writing for, I think, every day for over 30 years. You know, I wake up, I pick up a notebook, I write. Not because I'm supposed to, just because I need to in some way, as a way of sorting through processes. And then, as a matter of fact, I'm in the process of burning 40 years of journals right now because it's time to let them go. But it's a lot of journals. It's a lot of wood stove fires. I try at some point in every day to be sure that there's space for dancing. And whether that's in a studio or whether it's outside, whether it's this conversation between you and I call it a dance. But to come into the mind of dancing, I think a good day is when I have a dancing day. In a clear period of time, I would have a studio practice every day. I do think the daily practice is essential. And any of us who are meditators or have been know that it's There's a discipline to it, just as there is in the discipline of authentic movement. My authentic movement practice is more tapping in with the same group of people. Now we've moved, I think it's 34 years, same group that started in 1979, if I add that up, a few of us. So knowing that I have that time, sometime in the month, there is a kind of storing up or a kind of, doesn't have to be daily as long as you know it's consistent. I feel like there's that bit of the process also. It's kind of a contract with yourself that you will check in with that dimension. But I think for me, the authentic movement practice was the first practice where I really got lost, where I experienced getting lost and coming back, and that's okay, that's part of the journey. That's part of what I want to teach, is how to go into an investigative state and return and be a conscious human being. Mm. Ordinary, extraordinary. And taking that practice, like if you and I go and dance on the beach, the ability to be walking down the beach and then look at each other and then shift into authentic movement and then come back and be walking down the beach. That to me is a healthy practice, one that you can access, deepen, return from, resource your life from, but isn't so precious that you really have to have a whole setup and spacious theater and everything, you know, to be allowed to go to that place in yourself. And I think the place of dance book, one of the layers of it is, what's the place you go to in yourself to access your creative voice? And how do you find different ways to build it into your life? Certain phases of life get more complicated than others, but not to let go of that thread.
To listen to the full audio of this interview and to learn more about the Somatic Visionaries program, please visit ritualandresearch.org.